Welcome to the We Are Here podcast, a podcast all about entrepreneurship on the South Coast, collecting stories and lessons from entrepreneurs and community leaders to learn firsthand how they've built their business or organization so we can build our own. The South Coast is a small place, and we're letting the business world know that we are here. Show your support by liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/thewearehere podcast and join the newsletter for all of our latest announcements and upcoming episodes at southcoast.fm/subscribe. That's southcoast.fm/subscribe. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the We Are Here podcast, southcoast.fm/subscribe to join the mailing list and to find all of the links for this podcast. We're doing our special coverage. Come on, Matt. What do you think you are? Somebody who's actually prominent in the news space? We're doing our special coverage on small business in the South Coast area and how this whole COVID-19 thing has affected so many of us. And the previous live stream, which happened about an hour ago, we sat down with Gigi and Kayla, who are the owners of The Bar in New Bedford. And today, or right now, we're talking to Patty Rigo of We Love Fall River, Director of Marketing and Communications at Marion Institute. Patty, welcome.
Hi. This is my first live stream. I'm so excited.
it's a whole new world for so many of us, right?
Absolutely.
And working from home is one of those things that a lot of people are faced with these days. It's sort of the thing that I do every day. But I don't know, for folks who might not know who are you and what do you do?
All right. Well, you kind of got the top things that I do. I am the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Marion Institute, which is a nonprofit organization in Marion. But in my spare time, which is very little, but I always make time for Fall River, I am Chief City Cheerleader and Content Curator at We Love Fall River, which originally started out as a website. We wanted to, because there was another person who created it with me. We wanted to be a directory of everything that was going on in the city, what to see, what to do, what to eat, what to drink, where to go. But we quickly realized that with full-time jobs, that was not going to be possible. And I also didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to monetize it. Like how do we, you know, I didn't know much. So through time, we kind of morphed it into what I like to call an alternative social movement that lives on social media and through collaborations that I work with. And that the movement is basically to help people to start to see Fall River in a different way. Not only the other people outside of Fall River, but most importantly, the residents of Fall River, and kind of change the stigma that really holds the city down in a lot of ways. So I start out by just posting really positive stories, not like feel good stories like kitten saved from tree, but more about like economic development, people who are actually putting their heart and soul into trying to make this city better in some way. And then I also do a lot of collaborations, which is really, I've been doing a lot of small business collaborations, which is a perfect topic for this.
So this is a topic near and dear to my heart. So I grew up in Dartmouth, in the sticks of Dartmouth, right out in the middle of nowhere, where there was like, you know, you weren't sure if you had neighbors or if there were humans around you, which I guess is what everyone's feeling these days. I moved to Fall River. I always get the time wrong now because things are happening so fast. But 14 years ago, I think 15 years ago, roughly. And I've been here ever since. I don't even know where to begin with this topic because, you know, growing up in Dartmouth, my God, people would say you don't go to New Bedford. Certainly don't go to Fall River.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I think it's a topic that I talk about a lot. And I think there has been a move toward regionalism. I think we've both cities have realized we both need each other in a lot of ways. We're not very different. There are definitely things that make us different. But when you look at the statistics, UMass Dartmouth has done some great population studies, economic studies. We have so many of our numbers are exactly the same. The amount of people unemployed, the amount of people who don't have a college education. So we have so many similar things, but we are very different. And I think instead of trying to homogenize it and make this one homogenized South Coast, I think we can be a South Coast region, but celebrate all of our differences, including Dartmouth, including Acushnet and all the cities in between. There's enough love for everybody, but that's kind of how I think collaboration is the key, is really to success.
And, you know, I mean, look, there's so many, especially in the extraordinary times that we're living in right now. So, I mean, for the last few years, social media was, you know, if you go back 5-8 years ago, it was like, hey, this is great for small business. And then it sort of morphed into this, boy, this isn't good for human. This isn't good for humans, right? Sort of everyone's like living this lifestyle through Instagram, and they're seeing all these things and causes all kinds of uncertainty and depression. And then, of course, the negativity that we see on social media. Now, today, actually, I'm starting to see some good things come out of social media platforms. People can now connect, telling stories. I'm seeing artists and musicians who can't be in public or be in these normal events that they used to be in. Now they're doing live streaming, and that's great. And it's sort of this new sort of way of collaborating. But that is the issue. It's that sort of negativity that you see stem from, you know, your typical news article. Your
and
typical thing.
I hate to say that because when I post on We Love Fall River, I get, you know, I don't promote my posts or anything, but I don't get like a whole lot of people. It's the same people all the time, the people who also love Fall River, but I'll maybe get like at most 50 likes or 50, you know, a couple shares. But if you were to go to Grew Up in Fall River, which is a very popular Facebook group, or Threw Up in Fall River, which is, I'm not on that one, but I am on a couple, Grew Up in Fall River is one of them. And the most mundane posts get hundreds and hundreds of likes. And it's just, I struggle with how are we going to break people out of this cycle of like attacking each other online and spreading this negativity. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that it does take one person, one group. It takes all of us to kind of change that. And I do go on occasionally and try to turn the tide, but It's a real problem here. You know, I think sometimes we're our own worst enemy. And I mean, I think a lot of people could say that in general, but I think Fall River can absolutely say that.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that, you know, certainly whatever color grass this is the same color grass on the other side of the fence in another city or town or region or whatever. There's always
going to be. You've never left, though. And a lot of people here have never left. So they think this is terrible because other people have told them it's terrible. But right. I left probably about the same time that you moved to Fall River. I lived in New York for a really long time. I was gone for like 17 years and I never lost my love for Fall River. But as time changed, I began to see more of the good things about it and the things that make us amazing, like our resilient culture, like that thing, like little things don't put us down. Like we're ready to face those challenges. You know, I think our culture, our sense of community. I mean, we do have some really strong neighborhoods. And I started to see those things, which is why I wanted to make We Love Fall River. And why I kind of, you know, started this whole thing is because somebody has to be out there putting something good out.
Yeah. Yeah. Now more than ever, the like we just talked about social media and technology, and maybe like you said, you started with a website, but not enough time, maybe not enough know-how, but maybe you could transition into that now. But independent reporting or independent news and culture and just curation, right? Like getting other events and other things that people are doing. That is something that is very powerful and accessible, right? Because, hey, maybe you started with a website. It didn't really work out, but the Facebook page and be able to curate that stuff and hit those messages. I mean, and it works. Tell me sort of what you've seen in the small business community as of late in Fall River, you know, COVID-19 aside for right now, but how has is there an uptick in positivity in working with other businesses? And if I could just frame it with one thing, because I talk to a lot of downtown New Bedford businesses, because they're so willing to do things like this.
Yes.
And like, they're so willing to talk about, you know, podcasts and community and working with each other. Like, I still am trying to find that in Fall River. Does it exist? Yeah. Let me know.
Well, I got to take a sigh before I
answer that. I'm sure you do.
So as far as the small business community goes, I think that there are definitely leaders. There are pockets and there are definite leaders. I mean, and I would say that, you know, Portugalia Marketplace and Michael Benavides. And I mean, I say that because I work, We Love Fall River works with him on the Fabric Arts Festival. I mean, there are some people who are visionaries, and him and Charlie Merrow, who work at Merrow Manufacturing, they're visionaries and they know how to like mobilize people. they're also small businesses. I consider them to be small businesses. But the, I think one of the greatest assets, and I think I have seen, before this whole COVID thing, I was actually just remarking to somebody, I was like, I'm starting to see a lot of traction and things are happening. And I, that's why I got a little bummed for a week and I had to kind of, you know, go and like get my mojo, my positive mojo back up, because things, I was starting to see some movement. And instead of people saying, we've already tried that, that's, we did that a while ago, people were willing to try again, because New Bedford has had a lot of success. And I think that, you know, of course there's like this rivalry for whatever reason. And people are like, well, you know, New Bedford's so much better off. Why can't we have that? We can have that. We can have it in our own way though. So I have been working with the TDI, Fall River TDI Partnership, which is a group of the city, the city's of course involved, but a lot of larger organizations, you know, E4All, the Chamber, One South Coast Chamber, Sir Jobs for Progress. And we are working to kind of find that community that you're talking about, to create, and it's already there, but to mobilize them. A lot of the, and we're focusing on the TDI district we're focusing on is downtown. But that's not to say that we don't love the other businesses out there as well, but that is, that really should be our commercial corridor. That should really be a destination where people want to come. We don't have that. New Bedford has that in spades, and I think if we could revitalize revitalize our downtown and not look at it in the way that people look at it now, like, oh, downtown used to be this. That was also, you know, in the 1950s. Things are different. We can be something different. People have to use their imagination and not be afraid to fail and not be afraid to try things. So I think that there are strong leaders, especially in the downtown community. And there is a need. There's been an ask to kind of bring them together in maybe a small business association, just to identify those leaders, people who do want to come and be forward facing. I mean, New Bedford's got, you know, their forward facing people like Alyssa Paquette, you know, Dina Hayden. We have to find those people. We have to encourage those people. Not everybody's going to be familiar with familiar or comfortable, but this is it's a new way of doing businesses. And I do think we need to raise our visibility and show people that we do want you to come here. We want you to come to Fall River right now, that you wouldn't get that vibe. You know, if you're going to talk bad about the place where you live, why would anybody want to go there?
Yeah. There's nothing worse, or nothing drives me crazy more than the folks that are stuck in the past, or things that are just like, hey, why try this? We've tried it before. Mm-hmm. You got to move forward, right? I mean, what are we going to do? Are we got to just stay here and just have the same old conversation over and over and over again?
Basically, that's what happens. And I think, you know, New Bedford, and I've thought about this and had conversations so many times. New Bedford was lucky enough to have, I'm not even talking about the quality of leadership. I'm just talking about a stable line of leadership for more than 2 years. They've had some consistency. They've had somebody who has a platform that, because I mean, honestly, 2 years for mayor is tough anyway, which is why New Bedford has a 4-year now. It's 2 years isn't enough to really like identify what's going on and then enact that and then see it through. We don't even need to get into, we all know the politics of Fall River. So that, I think that's been a big stumbling point. And especially last year, I mean, I saw half a year just go by while we were waiting for those shenanigans to kind of resolve. And it's disheartening, but you have to have people like me who are willing to stay positive about it, because it's the only way.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowed progress, to say the least. Tell me some of the benefits, or tell me some of the things you do with the Facebook page. We Love Fall River. And more specifically, tell me about this pop-up shop stuff that's happening.
Yes, I love it. So I, you know, just a lot of postings. I want to get more into polling and I kind of creating a community. Still working on how to figure that out. But one thing we did do was create a small business. It's called the Downtown Small Business Group, but I would never kick anybody out of it if it was another small business. But it's an online group. It's a private Facebook group. Right now, I have opened it up to be searched. So if anybody's watching this, you can just look for Fall River Downtown Small Business. And it's just really a place, especially now, it's turned into a place for me to be able to send resources, help that people need, right away. I'm also asking them to post what their specials are so I can get them out. It's kind of just a way of communication, but my hope is that business owners will start to talk to one another and realize they have a lot of commonalities, a lot of common struggles. And that's really all part of this larger initiative that we're doing with TDI, with trying to get small business assistance out there in the way of workshops, in the way of a developer cohort. And also what's going to happen with COVID, it's going to be an emergency grant program as well. The pop-up shop. So, obviously we all know that retail can spur economic development. So we decided to create this. We took this vacant storefront, and it's really, I kind of call it the crossroads of Fall River, because if you look at it where it is on South Main and Columbia Street, it really is kind of like you could almost draw a line, and it's cuts right in the middle of the center. It unites the north end to the south end. It's a great little piece of property. And the idea for this shop, it's called Viva Fall River, Long Live Fall River, is that we want to make a space where Fall River makers, people, things that are made in Fall River can be showcased. I don't think people realize that. You'll always hear people say that we have a manufacturing history, but we actually have a super strong manufacturing now, like a present. There's a lot of luxury goods being made here. There's a lot of factories. I mean, even just now with the COVID response, you have those factories switching over to helping with the protective materials. So we want to, it's funny that we're like kind of recycling something that people thought like, well, that's in the past. It's actually not. It's in Fall River's blood. It's in our fabric, if you want, to be makers and to kind of like be innovators. So we want to have a space for that. And it would also be a space where people could come and learn about Fall River if you're out of town. I mean, the chamber is lovely, but you know, people, it's not really in an area where people would go if you were coming to visit. So, but the much bigger idea for that space is that we would expand into the spaces next to it. And the idea would be to make it a retail incubator where businesses who don't have enough money or, you know, resources to have a brick and mortar operation could come and be incubated, that kind of try things out, start their business with that safety net of not having to worry about, I put all my heart and soul into this business and now I have to do, you know, rent and whatnot. So that is the larger idea. We also want it to be a community space. But for now, what we have to focus on is that Viva Fall River, the small pop-up space. We're still hoping to remodel it by May. Now we kind of have some time to do it. And we want to remodel it, and we want to invite collaborations with local nonprofit groups, and we're open to any ideas. We want this to be a space for the community.
And you've already had two of them, right? Or is mm-hmm. it, yeah. Exactly. Was it exactly two so far?
We've had two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two.
And the first one was the Valentine's Day.
Yep. And so the idea, you know, maybe is if you're a maker or even maybe a creative artist, potentially you have something to sell, right? You can show up on these pop-up days. I'm sure they have to sort of maybe apply through you first.
Or like, the idea is to make this into like a real store, like right. So that it wouldn't just be coming to, like, you know, we'll probably develop a way where people can contact us. I think we do have some people already identified with our collaboration through E4All, which I know you're familiar with. A wonderful program. We've identified a lot of people that, you know, are like really ripe to do this. So we really want to make it like a, almost like a showcase, like a Fall River showcase. So we won't like be changing the decor every time. Like the Valentine's thing was very interesting. I just wanted to do something to call attention. And Valentine's Day, as much as it's about love, is a very commercial holiday. So it is perfect for selling
things. You don't have to tell me that.
So it's perfect for selling things. And it was also a way for us to loop in one of our biggest supporters, one of the downtown unsung gems, Alexandra's Boutique, which is just such a phenomenal, phenomenal place. So it was fun for us to do it, but we want it to be more of a permanent space so that it's not like we're trying to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah.
And the open house, which was after that, was that was really more about showcasing the Rhode Island School of Design projects that some of the landscape architecture students had done. One of them was that they were trying to reimagine Fall River and how they could connect certain parts of the city to the waterfront, which is, you know, one of our, it's really our asset. And it's such a shame that we don't use it. And I hope that that changes in the next couple of years, because it really is like sitting on a pot of gold and just, you know, not using it.
Sure.
And so one of the strongest ideas has actually gone up for funding, and it would be about kind of reinvigorating the concept of the Quikishan River, which, you know, everybody's always like, it's such a lost asset and whatnot, but it still runs through the city, and it's such a metaphor for the city too. I like to call it like, it's still there, it's still present, but it's been covered over. And so how do we bring that back into our spirit? I mean, it's a good story.
Yeah, for sure. As we get to the back end of this episode, can you help me understand, or maybe just the listeners in general, what the Marion Institute is and what you do there, just to give folks a sense of maybe what your day job is doing?
Sure. So the Marion Institute, we are committed to social justice and environmentalism, but we've really pivoted to focus on whole body health, which means biological medicine, but like just whole body living from your mind, spirit, soul, whatnot, and also community health. So through our Grow Education program, we do school gardens in New Bedford, select New Bedford public schools, and we kind of integrate into the curriculum these ideas of sustainability, a lot of STEAM learning. So we do that. I wasn't prepared for this.
Sorry, didn't mean to throw you under the bus. Okay. On that one.
I was all like, so, yeah. It's so hard when you wear two different hats to switch from the other. But no, we've been around for over 25 years. We've always been very prominent in the New Bedford community, which is how I got to know a lot of people and a lot of and just kind of saw how New Bedford had changed. Believe me, when I came back 4 years ago, I was like, New Bedford, because I had remembered the New Bedford of old. And that time that I've been gone, it became a whole different city. And I feel so fortunate that I was able to work at the Marion Institute. We do so many things. We work with so many different stakeholders, and it was just so great for me to be able to kind of observe and learn from these wonderful people who do great things for the community.
Yeah. So I was going to say, there's probably a good crossover opportunity there for you, right? To like bring some of the ideas, frameworks and whatever to the Fall River area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of things that we do that I always try to bring Fall River in. One of the things that we were doing was a winter film series recently, showing a lot of films about alternative forms of health. And we actually have one that's coming up at the end of April that I think we're going to do a virtual. So I might be calling you to find out how this all works. Yeah. But you know, we try to touch upon topics that affect the community. So like this was more in conjunction with the New Bedford Lyceum, with their bringing Monica Lewinsky in May, and about cyberbullying and sexual assault. So we do tend to, the Marion Institute is very varied in our interests, but it really is all about, you know, making positive change happen, however that needs to happen.
awesome stuff. Wrap it up here with sort of the last question or statement from you, really, is what do you have to say, or what do you want to encourage or just remark on about small business in Fall River? How can folks get involved with what you're doing with the Facebook page and your other efforts? Just sort of the floor is yours now to just say what you want to say.
First and foremost, I'm shameless plug. I would love for everybody to follow We Love Fall River on Facebook and Instagram. And as far as the small businesses go, we do have a survey right now that we're trying to get small businesses to take. It's been frustrating because a lot of people a good portion of small businesses, especially those who have been in business for a long time, they're not online, they're not connected. So we have all these resources, we have this information, we want to help you, but we can't help you if we don't know you. So, and we also can't help you if we don't know what you need. Every business is different. So we're not trying to like you know, give this big panacea to, you know, to fix everything. We want to give you what you need. So there's a survey that's been on We Love Fall River, but it's also, let me see, I can give you the link because it's kind of hard, but it's bit.ly, so bit.ly, COVID SB survey. And like I said, I'll give that to you, Matt, so you can put up. But we really need people to take that survey because Mass Development has been working with the city of Fall River and some local partners to provide cash grant assistance, which and the criteria of which we are in the process of finalizing. But it's going to be able to help people immediately, small businesses immediately. So we want to be, we're struggling with how to reach people. And this survey is one way. And and also just We Love Fall River is a great way to reach out to me, and I can also connect you to whomever. But we're committed to, there were a lot of plans we had before COVID happened, and those are going to shift a little. We kind of have to shift from how do we help you thrive to how do we help you survive. But we're still going to help you thrive. Like there are still things we're going to do. This isn't going to take up everything, but we have to triage right now. And
yeah, certainly. Certainly. I posted the link to the Facebook page in the chat here. So if anybody's who's watching or watching after, you can just click that to get to the We Love Fall River page and certainly send me the link. I was trying to dig for it while we were chatting for the survey, and we can drop that in there. And boy, you don't have to tell me. We could talk for another hour on small businesses that one aren't online.
Yeah.
My God, you have to be online now, don't you? It's funny how an outbreak and people getting locked in their homes will push people to.
I think a lot of things are going to change. I think this social distancing is going to actually probably bring us closer together in some ways. And I don't mean to be flipped by that, but I don't think we're connected in the right ways a lot of times. And yeah. The first thing that the TDI partnership has talked about is we need to help everybody get to that basic level of connectivity. Things are going to change now that this has been, this Pandora's box has been unleashed with the technology. Things are going to be different, and I don't want those businesses to be left behind. You know, there are ways for us to help you without scaring you. I know technology is scary for some people, but look at me on this podcast.
Well, yeah, you know, there's certainly a level of technology, and that's one that I run into quite often with some, but other folks are perplexing to me that they're not as open to what their ideas are or what their goals are, or maybe even a little taken aback by just being a little bit more upfront, a little bit more social about what they're doing. Yeah. It's like, well, why did you get into business in the first place? And it's like, I don't want to talk about it. Well, why? Like, I don't even understand. How do you get business if you're afraid to talk about these things?
In the last year, I've learned so much about how Fall River works and what works and what doesn't work. And I think people focus a lot on what doesn't work. I try to focus on what does work, but I mean, I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm not sitting here thinking, oh, this is just positivity is going to fix everything. There are some deep, deep seated problems that need to be fixed. I don't have all the answers, but I do know this is what I can do. And I implore anybody, you should figure out what you can do for your community, because it's the only way that we're going to get anywhere is if we start taking a little more accountability for the quality of our communities and taking care of each other.
100% correct. And I applaud you for the effort. And that's all you could do is you take your specific skill set and you try to help other people out.
Exactly.
You know, if you're a bread maker, you're out there making bread for people that need to eat right now. If you're somebody, you know, like yourself, Patty, you're helping people get their message out, get connected, which is going to create opportunity. One of the things that I've been offering, again, if anybody's listening, is if you don't have a website right now and you just need something up and online, contact me, southcoastfm.
I shared that out yesterday.
Cool. Thank you. southcoastfm@gmail.com. And just tell me you need a hand getting a site up, and we'll get something up super basic. We're not going to design Amazon for you or Facebook, but I'll help you get something up online so you can sell the gift certificate or gift card, gift certificate, have a contact form, whatever. The basic fundamentals of doing business online. Patty, thanks for taking the time today. southcoast.fm/subscribe. Join that mailing list, hit the iTunes button, or subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. It could be on Spotify or Google or Stitcher, or like I said, iTunes. If you do listen there, leave us a 5-star review. Helps us get found. All right, we'll see you in the next episode.